The recording's all started. You're set to go.
Okay, you said it started. Okay, wonderful. Thank you. Welcome everyone to the March 12th Independent Oversight Committee for District East. We will go around and do welcome introductions. I am Susie Hessman, chairperson. Sarah?
Sarah McGovern, Vice Chairperson, IOC East.
Danielle?
Danelle LeMaid, IOC member and volunteer.
Ken?
Good evening, everyone. Kim Kells, committee member.
Selena?
Hi, everyone. Good evening, committee member.
And Tanya?
Hi, Tanya Schultz. I'm the ATPC person, non-voting member. Sorry. Hi.
Thank you. Did I miss any committee members? Okay. Morgan, would you do the rest of the attendees for me, please?
Absolutely. Christina, can you start us off?
I sure can. Good evening, everyone. My name is Christina Hedges. I am the Division's Office of Individual and Family Affairs Administrator. Thanks for having me today.
Thank you. Katrine?
Hello, everyone. I'm Katrine Philippe, PRC Administrator overseeing District East.
Thank you. Trudy?
Hi, all. I'm Trudy O'Connor, District East QA Manager.
Thank you. Joan?
Joan McQuaid, Manager, CARES Administration, here supporting Megan and Michelle.
Thanks. Michelle?
Hi, good evening. Michelle Rademacher, DDD Independent Oversight Committee Liaison with the CARES Administration.
Thank you. Larry?
Larry Allen with Arizona Department of Administration.
Thank you. Frederica?
Hi, everyone. This is Frederica Graham with Access.
Thank you. And then we also have Keith joining us this evening.
My name is Colonel Jansen. I'm a fellow IOC.
Great. Thank you. Thanks, Morgan.
Yeah.
Oh, I guess I should have asked for the conflicts of interest statement to be read. I skipped that. Morgan, would you read that for us, please?
Sure. Do we have anyone that has to disclose a conflict of interest? If there is, the committee member needs to disclose why. All right.
Thank you. Okay. Under D1, we have Division of Developmental Disability staff update. Morgan, do you want to go through your people?
Sure. Christina, did you have any updates this evening?
Yeah, just a few quick updates. So all of the information that we had gathered from the strategic planning stakeholder sessions, which if you remember, that was when Thelia and I believe somebody else on her team came to the meeting and asked some specific questions regarding what you would like to see kind of from the division in the next 5 years. So division executive leadership spent some time last week going through all of the information that they gathered from any of the face-to-face meetings that were held, as well as any of the survey responses. And I know they literally went through every single response. I think it was over 1,000. So they had a lot of information to sift through. And so they started working kind of on what the next steps will be and what they think will be incorporated into the strategic plan. We will be keeping you all updated as the plan gets developed, and I'm sure we will be coming back for more feedback as well. So that's the update related to the strategic plan. The other update that we have is support coordinators have started training on the person-centered service, person-centered needs assessment. This is a new 3-day training that is rolled out with the goal of ensuring support coordinators have a good understanding of assessing the needs of individuals and their families. This training is one of the steps of the many steps that the division is going through in the process of are completing our efforts to acquire our accreditation from the National Committee for Quality Assurance for Case Management and Long-Term Supports and Services. This training really is rolled out to ensure that we are having a comprehensive process that really analyzes all areas of a person's life. It identifies strengths and needs, interests, and really works to look at the person as a whole, not just kind of segment out different parts of their lives. Those are the main updates I have. Does anybody have any questions regarding that or any other potential division questions?
So Christina, is that just like a better training or deeper dive on the new paperwork that we currently are using?
I honestly am not 100% sure, but I think it's a completely new needs assessment that is being rolled out to really ensure that we are kind of hitting what we need for the National Committee for Quality Assurance. At least that's what I assume it is, especially since it's a 3-day training. It's an entire new process. If you give me a few minutes, I can definitely try to find out. And if I can't find out tonight, I'll circle around for sure.
So it'll replace the paperwork? Or it's just the methodology of which they're filling out the paperwork?
I think it's just the methodology in which the paperwork is being filled out and the way that the actual services are being assessed for.
Okay.
Let me get clarification on that before I cement that in stone, but let me see what I can find out really quick.
Okay, thank you.
Appreciate it.
Thank you. Does Katrine have any updates for us this evening?
Sure. And maybe some of you might know already, but Bernice is no longer with our team, the District East Chair. She was on medical leave and just recently resigned from her position. She is currently still on leave, so she's not able to attend. And I think her last day is March 21st. We are covering all the District East sessions. District North Chair and the statewide team are helping in covering the District East sessions and moving forward. We started the process with HR. And we hope to expedite that process and replace Bernice as quickly as possible. That's my sad update for District.
Thank you for your sad update. That is sad.
Thank you. Trudy, do you have an update for us this evening?
Sure. Yeah, just a couple of things. Let's see. So in the month of February, we processed just under 650, right around there, new incidents. And I provided, 65 responses to questions from IOC. I just sent that up today, so it may not have filtered through you yet. We've got one vacancy right now. We had one of our nurses retire. So we're looking at filling that role. And in the last actually 2 months or so, we've been testing using the Access portal. We're just wrapping that up and working with Access on that. So we've been busy. Thanks, guys.
So do they have a time frame of when that might roll out now?
No, I don't
still
know.
Still trying yet to work through all the bugs.
Yeah.
Okay.
Thanks.
Thank you. Joan, do you have any updates for us this evening?
Hi, everybody. We're fully staffed. We currently have no backlog, and we are working to assist PRC with redacting BTPs in our downtime, since we're probably caught up. So, yay. We were fortunate to have people help us when we had our backlog, so we're just kind of paying it forward. And that's all I've got.
That's great that you're all caught up.
Yes, it is. We spent a long time shoveling against the tide. You shovel it in and the tide just brings that
I think that's the superpower at DDD, is everybody's so good at pitching in and helping each other out. I feel like it's really our strength.
Yes, it is.
That's a nice thing to hear. Christina, go ahead.
Yeah, so I just got a quick answer to your question. The only new document that will be completed is a screening tool. I'm not entirely sure what that entails, but I'll make sure to get more information on that and bring it back. The rest of the training is just how to complete a whole person assessment and what to document where on the PCSP that we have currently.
Okay, thank you.
Of course, and I'll follow up to figure out exactly what the screening tool is.
Okay. Thank you.
Of course.
And that is all our DDD staff for this evening.
Thank you, Morgan. Okay. Larry, you're up next. What have you got for us?
Good evening. A couple updates. One is I had forwarded you the new trifold brochure and the business cards. If you're interested in that and you want some of those, I can be happy to print and send those to you. It'll help with recruitment if you're out and about or whatever you're doing. So that's one update for you. The other update is the Law 2000 training through TradeCorp, the annual training. If you haven't done that yet, please do so. We're trying to get that wrapped up and put to bed for next year. So if you haven't had a chance, or if you haven't had a chance to do it, please do so. If you have an issue with TradeCorp and how to get on the website and navigate that, please let me know. Drop me an email. I'll be happy to work with you and the people at TradeCorp to make it a little easier. And I guess the last one is that we had our open meeting law training last Thursday. It's pretty successful. I thought it was very informative. She did a good job on the training. I believe Michelle has the PowerPoint that she presented to the group, and she's going to put that in your Google Drive. Or Morgan's going to put that in your Google Drive, one of the two. So if you have any questions on that, you feel free to pull that off your drive and look at that file. And that is it for me. Any questions that I could try to answer for the group? Yes, ma'am. Sarah.
Is this TradeCorp, is it assigned in TradeCorp? I have no problem getting in, but is it assigned to us, or do I have to find it in there? Because I remember last year I went to find it and I found the wrong one and took double the log screening. Don't want
to
do that.
I think you have to go find it. I don't think it's assigned to you, unfortunately.
Okay. And is it just titled Law 2000 training? Or?
It is, yes. And sir, what I'll do is I have a PDF file for you on that. I'll be happy to send you the directions to it for it. Okay. And it might help you.
I love being
yes, sir, Key,
but not on this one.
Yeah, Larry, if you could send that to all of us.
Okay.
Yeah, I don't I'll be happy remember to. Receiving an email for the training either.
Okay. Yeah, it would come from AZ Learning Center. So you might want to check your spam folder. Maybe it's in your spam. Who knows? It could have got lost in the shuffle. I know you get a lot of emails. So I'll be happy to have that sent back out to the group. Yes, Keith.
Just thought I'd let you know a couple of things. Number one, we've had some people in our district take it. Number one, nobody had it sent out to them as an email. Number two, two of us that have taken it, once we took it, it didn't want to give us credit for taking it again. So if you call the Arizona people who are responsible for the content, they will look at it and say, yeah, you are okay, yeah, we can see you just did it, and they'll make sure to update the records and make sure to get give you credit. And just a one little hint, don't try to do it from your, a lot of people have a different
browser.
Yeah, you have to do it from like Google, because like my browser is normally Firefox. Can't do it. Have to do it from Google, and start from there to find it. Just thought I'd throw that in to help out a little bit.
Okay. Susie, I'll be happy to send that file back out to all the committee members. I know several have done that already. I know Ken has done it, done the training already. And some of the new committee members, Danielle, I think she's already done that already. So it goes by anniversary date as well. So I'll be happy to send that out to the group and for you guys to work on it. It takes about 20 minutes to get it done.
Okay, thank you. And so the open meeting law meeting didn't get recorded then?
No, it didn't get recorded.
Okay.
It did not.
Because I wasn't able to attend, so I was hoping to
just
be able to watch the recording.
I'm hoping to schedule another training here in the next quarter for whatever the committee's biggest interest or pain point is. I could try to sign the presentation for it or a speaker or something. And we can try to set up another training talk for the committees. So if it's easier to do it,
definitely be a good one to have recorded so that when somebody joins a new member, that's one of the things that immediately they can watch so that they can understand open meeting law.
Yeah, we do have a recording online on the IOC website that was done a year and a half ago. By Danny Garone, who was the ombudsman, AZ ombudsman. And nothing's changed. It's all still the same. So it's online already. It was done by the AG's office, Attorney General's office, instead of the ombudsman's office. So.
Oh, okay.
But the content is still the same.
Okay.
Yes, ma'am, Michelle.
And I just wanted to share that and confirm what you said about the PowerPoint. So the committee is aware the PowerPoint for that presentation that was provided last week is in your shared drive in the resource folder. So it's available for anybody to review.
Okay. Thank you.
You're welcome.
All right. Yes. That's it, right, Larry? I don't want to cut you off.
Yeah. Yes, ma'am. That's all.
Thank you. Okay. Calls me ma'am. updates from the integrated health care plans. I think we have Ian on with us. He snuck in.
I sure did. Good evening, everybody. Thanks for having me. I don't have any updates today for you, but I'd be happy to take any questions back.
Anybody have any questions for Ann? Frederica, do you have any updates for us?
Hi there. I have no updates, but I am happy to take any questions you guys may have. I did want to really quickly, though, state, I don't know if anyone here uses the QM portal. I don't think so, but if you do, there is a issue that's happening. I guess someone hit a line somewhere in Denver, so they're trying to get that back up and running. So if there's any issues with that, that's the reason why. But other than that, I don't have any updates.
Thank you.
Sure.
So Mercy Cares here. I snuck in before Ian.
Oh, yes, you did. I didn't even see you come in.
I know. Hi, Wendy. No worries. I just want to kind of slide in there and see if anybody had any questions for Mercy Care. I share the same sentiment as Ian, but we trade off of who's going to go first in the IOCs, and he stole my line. So does anybody have anything for Mercy Care? I have no updates. All right. Thank you so much.
Thank you. And thanks for typing up because I didn't see you come in. Okay. Morgan, we're back to you and Michelle. So do you have any updates for us?
Yeah, just a short little one this evening. So like Trudy said, the committee did receive about 662 closed and 46 open reports in February. There was 28 for ATPC. The committee also did submit 16 questions in February to the quality assurance manager. The next DDD IOC statewide chairs meeting is scheduled for April 23rd at 5:30. So anyone who would like to attend just needs to let us know so we can get that link to you. And then the next DDD public town hall meeting for members, families, and providers will be held on April 3rd from 6 to 8. And then we also decided that we were going to shout out the Developmental Disabilities Advisory Council also has a public forum scheduled for Thursday, March 20th from 6 to 7:30. And that was my updates for this evening.
Thank you, Morgan. Okay. All right, discussion and review of incident reports and behavior plans. Sarah, do you have any updates or issues or anything that you want to review with where we're at with our incident reports?
Well, we're behind. And I think with Teresa resigning, I need to go ahead and reassign her categories. So I'll take a look at that and reassign her stuff.
Okay.
But yeah, other than that, we're behind. So we need to work on them, but.
Okay. Maybe you can send out some nudge emails and see if individuals have issues or
absolutely
what we can do to help get back on track. Thank you. Anything with behavior treatment plans? I know we lost Bernice. Do we still have those plans being reviewed? Is Katrine still on here? Yes. There you are.
I'm here, yeah. That was actually one of the questions. First, thank you to both Danielle and Tanya for reviewing behavior plans. I think Saida, the PRC District East Administrative Assistant, brought to my attention that behavior plans have been reviewed up until, I think, November last year. So we were wondering if both of them, or maybe other people might be joining and helping them, will continue reviewing behavior plans, and then starting, I think, from December 2024.
Yes, Tanya, go ahead.
I can continue reviewing. Since I have the link, I can go into December. It just, I've only done the October, so I can keep going. I know that Danielle was doing November, so.
Okay, great. And just so you know, we are working on a different type of document. I think you call it a Google survey or a Google doc. To make it even easier, where you can go in the document, put in directly your feedback, and no longer have to email separately for each member. But I will keep you posted on that.
That would be amazing. That is the biggest holdup, is saving each file individually. It right. really is time consuming, so that would be a really big help to get it done quicker.
Awesome. Okay. I will definitely let you know, but I think we are close to having that ready to go. But yeah, thank you so much.
If you want me to do January, I was just waiting for further instructions. So I'll be glad to come in on that, however you want me to handle it.
Yes, if you can please can continue all the behavior plans, redacted behavior plans are uploaded in the share drive. So Ida continues doing so. So all those uploaded.
You want me to do January then?
Sure, that's how December. You separate the tasks. That's
okay.
That's up to you ladies how you want to divide and conquer.
Okay, let's do that.
Awesome, thank you so very much.
Okay.
Appreciate it.
Tanya, go ahead.
Thank you. Yeah, Danielle, if you want to keep doing, we'll just keep alternating like that so we don't have to keep asking. I'll just do February and then you can do more. Like, we'll just keep going like that.
Okay, that sounds fine with me.
Awesome. Thank you.
You ladies are wonderful. We really, really appreciate it.
Yes.
Because it's important and it's very much needed. And I mean, those plans really have a major effect on our members' lives. So thank you.
Now let's say Ida know.
Thank you. Okay. Morgan, we don't have any possible membership, correct? I just don't want to say anything if I'm wrong on that. I didn't see anything that I recall.
I don't think so.
Okay. All right. Public comment. Do we have anyone from the public on that would like to comment? Key.
Yes. Yes, you got somebody from the public.
Kind of.
Just curious, how many people you have on your IOC in the East District since you had one retire?
So we have 7, correct, Morgan?
7 and then Tanya, so 8 in total. She's just not a non-voting member.
Okay. I'm just curious. I'm sorry to bother you.
How many do you have on your committee?
We have 8, and we cover everywhere from Florence down to the Mexican border, and we have as far as Yuma and as far east as Sierra Vista and everything it meant, Tucson and all kinds of stuff.
Yeah, so geographically you have a huge area.
Huge area, but we have it's kind of dispersed, so. We kind of can keep up with what's going on in different parts of the district. You know, if there were to be some huge job fair or something going on that might be good for recruiting. You know, we can let the state volunteer coordinator know. We can also be there, you know. It's a little easier than when we only had four. And it's a little easier to make quorum. Okay. Sorry to bother you. Thanks.
No, Keith, you're never a bother. We appreciate you don't have to be here, and we appreciate everything that you do, especially with your travels around the country for serving our country. So thank you.
You're more than welcome.
Okay, friends, there's no need for us to go into executive session for anything. Before we adjourn, I just want to make sure there's nothing else. Ken?
Yes, I just have a quick question. Trudy, I'd like to know, when we do the IRs, and most of the time it says there's no quality of care issue, can you... pardon my ignorance, can you kind of explain what is quality of care in the eyes of DDD and the team? How do you define quality care for our members with DDD, please?
I can get you that information, like the definition, from our policy, and you know, it's not my team that's making that decision. It's all the IRs are being reviewed by our triage team, who's making a decision what's a quality of care issue or what's being investigated. But I can get you that definition.
And then Trudy, doesn't, if it's a quality of care issue, then it goes to access to be investigated, correct?
We do the investigation. We have investigators that do it from QMU, nurse investigators, and then they're working with the vendor agencies as well to gather information, and then we've got people out in the field that are helping gather that as well.
Okay, yeah, because I'm just curious. Every time when we IRs, I say, you know, everything is. You know, it is what it is. That's all we know from the paper. And then there's obviously like the, you know, members that wasn't being paid, you know, appropriately. And then after the findings, it says that there's no quality of care issue, which obviously there is based on what we read on the paper. So it's so hard because we do not know what have you done. And, you know, if we could know, oh, you have done this and, reported that, oh yeah, you know, everything's taken care of, there's really, everything is fine for the members now, then we are able to understand, okay, that is good, you know, everything is taken care of. But just reading through the summary report, and then after that, I said, oh, there's no quality of care, then it becomes a question, is like, why is there no quality of care? Obviously, there is, you know, some issues going on that was not stated there. So it's really... you know, it's difficult in a sense for us to really determine if, you know, is this for the members, has the members okay, or what is going on. So that's why I'd like to know how do you define that? And, you know, like the members are okay now, if the members, you know, didn't break a bone or, you know, things like that. So, yeah, thank you.
Keith, go ahead.
Ms. O'Connor, one of the things I was going to say is also on the quality of care, doesn't APS or any other law enforcement group that gets in have their own, they can have their own standard of whether there was a quality of care?
So those are more like legal definitions. They're looking into, substantiating those kinds of things. Quality of care, we're looking at the kind of services that are offered within the division, like healthcare services, right?
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. Part of the reason when I look at that, I've sat down with our QA And part of it is things get brought up, but then they say no substantiated quality of care problem is because there may be accusations flying around all over the place, but they couldn't prove anything. And which means you can't substantiate what's going on. There are no facts to back up what's being said.
Yes, that's correct. Mm-hmm.
That's one of the things you might read where it says, you know, they're wondering about this particular quality of care. We'll just call it MedAir. But when they took into it, they can't find any facts to back up what was written down, because you may have somebody accusing, but then when they check into it, you know, I've had them one time, it was as crazy as, let's just use my name, Keith, didn't give them their meds for 3 days. They checked out and they found, so there was a wonder if there was a quality of care. And then they found out Keith was on vacation that week. So he couldn't have forgot or made the mistake of not giving him their meds. So there was a question raised, but then it couldn't be substantiated.
And, you know, that is a good point to consider that, you know, a lot of times what we receive is simply an allegation. And then our job is to find out whether we can, you know, find facts to back that up. So, you know, just because the incident is entered into our system does not mean it was true because it was entered. It means it was alleged.
Yeah, because we're all mandatory reporters.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
That's, you know, when I talk to QA a lot, they straighten me out, and that's a lot of it got explained in detail. That helped out a lot.
You had a conversation like with Joe from South. Is that right?
Correct.
Uh-huh. Okay. Good.
Okay. Our next meeting is April the 9th. Same time, same station. Thank you, everyone. I think we all appreciate the hard work and showing up here. And even if you're just here answering questions or just having your presence here, we do really appreciate it. And taking the time out on a end of the day when you could be doing something else. So thank you for being here.
Thank you, everyone.
Back at ya.
Y'all keep your heads down in Arizona.
Thank you.
Thanks. Bye-bye.
Bye, everyone.
Bye. Thank you.